making talk radio great again. This is The War Room with Owen.
Party Protecting Democracy is going to nominate a woman who's never received a single vote. Isn't that amazing? And so they're lining up behind her, Hakeem Jeffries, and they're very happy that it's a woman of color. That's the number one thing that they're the most proud of. So here's Hakeem Jeffries. They're lining up to support Kamala Harris. Clip 24.
Joe Biden is a patriotic American.
Oh, yes.
Joe Biden.
He's the hero now.
Is a heroic American. Joe Biden is a great American. Joe Biden will go down in American history as one of the most consequential presidents of all time.
Because he gave it.
President Joe Biden has made the selfless decision to pass the torch to Vice President Kamala Harris, who is ready, willing, and able to lead us into the future. Kamala Harris and her candidacy has excited and energized the House Democratic Caucus.
Hold on, the candidacy.
The Democratic Party.
Pause it. What candidacy? What candidacy is he talking about? 2020? Is he talking about 2020 when she didn't get a single vote, didn't get a single delegate, dropped out before Iowa? Is that the candidacy? She was never a candidate. She just got selected. She's not a candidate. She's not up for a vote. Now, they might nominate her without a single vote, and then I suppose you could call her a candidate. She's not a candidate. She's an installment. She's a selection. There's no candidacy. What candidacy? The candidacy of Kamala. There is no candidacy. It's been given to her. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Cringe factors. We're about to have so much cringe. Go ahead. Go back. Go ahead.
Vice President Harris has earned the nomination.
What? Earned
from
it?
From the grassroots up.
Grassroots
and not the top down.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Pause it. She's earned the nomination. Tell me how she earned it. Did she earn it with you personally? Did she personally earn your endorsement? Did she really earn that endorsement from you, Hakeem? Did she go to your office and pay you a visit and earn it? Worked so hard, got on her knees, earned it. How did she earn it exactly? And he says, she earned it from the grassroots, the bottom up, not the top down. Really? Because who picked Kamala Harris? Who voted for Kamala Harris? How did she become the nominee? Did the American people vote for her? Was there a single vote cast for Kamala Harris? Show me how it was the bottom up and not the top down. Because actually it was the top down, but the president selected. The bottom up to the top down. He's not talking about politics, is he? Now I understand. Kamala Harris went to Hakeem Jeffries' office and went from the bottom up and the top down and earned the endorsement. I'm getting it now. Okay, finish the clip. I get it now. It makes sense, though.
She is able.
She is
to energetically. And emphatically lead America into the future.
He looks like he just had a good
Kamala
time.
Kamala Harris is a common sense leader.
Oh,
who
man.
Who knows how to deliver real results.
Real results.
For hardworking American taxpayers. Kamala Harris is a courageous leader who has worked hard throughout her entire career to keep our communities safe.
So safe.
Kamala Harris is a compassionate leader.
So safe. This is
who
hilarious.
Will build an affordable
Oh my gosh,
economy.
The cringe. The cringe overload. We're not even a week into Kamala Harris's nomination. One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals in food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world filled with uncertainty, you can prepare with InfoWars Life Select. Our storable food is not only delicious, but it's your first line of defense against food shortages and unpredictable times. Our high-quality meals are packed with the nutrition your body needs and packed for long-term secure storage. Whether it's a natural disaster or societal disruptions, ensure your family's future with InfoWars Life Select. Don't wait for the unexpected. Visit preparewithalex.com and stock up on storable food today.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Getting whiplash from Democrat Party politics.
Went from a piece of moldy, crusty toast, Joe Biden, to like a Fruit Loop overnight, Kamala Harris. But you heard Hakeem Jeffries, minority House leadership. She went from the bottom to the top and the top to the bottom on him and earned the nomination. She earned it. This is crazy. I can't believe this, man. Can you imagine? Hillary has to be just going ballistic that they have coronated Kamala Harris. Sorry, Hillary. You know, you could say Kamala Harris is the Bill Clinton of politics. Except it was Bill Clinton's nose that was like a vacuum cleaner. For Kamala, well, never mind. Here's another one. Look at this propaganda they're running for her. Look at this pro-Kamala propaganda that they're running on CNN, clip 25.
I also want to talk about this appeal to Gen Z.
Right, which is a natural question.
Natural question
to ask
for you.
I am here today just for this question. Well, yes, biggest brat. Yeah.
So, I, for the record, I was tipped off about this, what I'm about to share with our voters, our viewers rather, by my 16-year-old
who truly
daughter,
is an
who
expert.
Is an actual right, member of, right. of Gen Z. Kamala Harris appears to be leaning into this. The singer Charlie XCX tweeted last night, "Kamala is brat." And this is in reference to her album. It's called Brat. Kamala has branded her Kamala HQ Twitter page with the same aesthetic of the album. That's another Gen Z word, aesthetic. It's even becoming a trend on TikTok. Special Gen Z correspondent Jamie, you know, what can you tell us about?
So first of all, just for my producer Elizabeth Stewart, who will spit out her coffee as I say this, I am supposed to say that's brat. And for those who are not in the know the way I am, that is a cool thing. Mm. It has a color. Chartreuse is the color, and Kamala Great. Harris has adopted that for whatever social media page that is. But I have brought some notes because I knew you would want a definition. Okay, here we go. Charlie XCX, who I do know, quote, brat.
You do.
You're just that girl who is a little messy.
Look at the host.
And
Look
likes
at this.
To
this
party
is insane.
And maybe says some dumb things sometimes, end quote.
So it's the idea that we're all kind of brat, and Vice President Harris is brat.
Wait a second. Can you guys print me these lyrics?
Right, aspire to be brat.
Right,
you don't just become brat.
Oh, okay.
You have to try.
You can work at it.
I will aspire to be brat.
This is CNN. Is this Charlie XCI? Or look, I don't know anything about this girl. What is it, guys? This is Charlie XCI? XCX, is it? So I don't know anything about her music. This is a music video of hers where she's dancing around naked in a graveyard. So, I guess I kind of enjoy that. Very strange. I don't know anything about her or her music, but look, let's try to seriously address this ludicrous propaganda that we're now witnessing for Kamala Harris. But actually, it's funny. They read that lyric. I would like that lyric. I don't know. My crew probably didn't know about anything about her either. So I don't even know if they could locate that lyric. But that lyric is actually true about Kamala. She's a dumb brat, and she says dumb things. So, I mean, it's like they're leaning into it. This is the problem. And they're talking about younger people. Here's the verse. Listen to this. This is actually true about Kamala. She is brat. I might say something stupid, talk to myself in the mirror, wear these clothes as a disguise just to re-enter the party. I mean, that's it. That is, wow. That is Kamala Harris. She says stupid things. She can't help but stare at herself all day in the mirror. She's obsessed with herself. She pretends to be a real person. She pretends to be all these different things. She pretends to be an intellectual. And she does this all that she can just exist in the Democrat Party. So I guess, yeah, Kamala Harris is brat by that standard, by that definition. But here's the problem. And this is, it really is the epitome of what the Kamala Harris campaign is going to be and what these young liberal progressives are all about. None of this is real to them. It's all like pop culture trendiness. It's all hashtags and filters. It's all glitz and glamour. It's all just trend. It's all just what feels good. And so they don't get it. There's real policy that's going to affect your life. This isn't a music video. This isn't a Hollywood film. This isn't a popular music song. This isn't a radio station. This isn't a brat. This is the real world. These are actual policies that have results and consequences. These are actual elections that will affect your life, will affect your future. This isn't just a trendy hashtag. This isn't just a popular song that you hear on the radio. This isn't just a catchphrase, Kamala is brat, that you lean into because it makes you feel good and you think you're having fun. This is called crashing the U.S. economy. This is called crashing the U.S. border. This is called destroying the United States. This is called destroying our way of life. This isn't a catchphrase, Kamala is brat. I'm going to do a funny video and lean into it because it trends on social media. These things have real-world consequences, and they sit here and they look at 18-year-olds voting for the first time, and they lean on them to decide our future, and many of them have never even paid taxes, have never even had to enter the real world. So it's dangerous. But this is the level of propaganda. This is the level of propaganda that they're going to be rolling out Kamala Harris with to make her look good. Look at this desperateness from Chuck Schumer endorsing Kamala Harris in a very awkward, cringy way in clip 14.
So now that the process is played out, from the grassroots bottom up, we are here today to throw our support behind Vice President Kamala Harris. I'm clapping. You don't have to.
Wow. So nobody claps, so he claps for himself. And look at how forced that whole thing is. If you're not watching, he's like moving his fists up and down. He's got this devilish smirk on his face. This deal's not over. And did you notice that he said the exact same thing? He said the exact same thing as Hakeem Jeffries. He said the exact same thing. From the grassroots, from the bottom up. It's all propaganda. This is all written Democrat Party propaganda, print, scripted. They know Kamala is a disaster, ladies and gentlemen. I do not know if this is over or not. Now, you've got a Kamala Harris event yesterday, which I guess was kind of her first Kamala for president event. And you had them play a recording, or I don't know, they claimed that Joe was live on the phone, but then Kamala said it was recording. It's hard to really tell. Here's just a couple clips. Here's, listen to what Joe Biden, supposedly Joe Biden, says here in clip 22.
And by the way, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be out there in the campaign with her, with Kamala. I'm going to be working like hell, both as a sitting president, getting legislation passed, as well as in campaigning. You know, what we still need to save this democracy. And Trump is still a danger to the community. He's a danger to the nation.
Wow. So they either put that on a script, or he said it, or something else. After Trump gets shot in the head, he's still the biggest danger. He's a danger to the community. He's a danger to you. So they didn't really pause that deal at all. Now listen to another clip here. An awkward moment with Kamala and Voice Box Joe, where she seems to accidentally admit that it's a recording, and then stops talking and says it's a phone call in clip 18.
It is so good to hear our president's voice. Joe, I know you're still on the call.
We've been talking every day. Did you hear that? Let's play that again from the top.
It is so good to hear our president's voice. Joe, I know you're still on the call.
On the what?
And we've been talking every day. You guys heard it from Doug's voice. We love Joe and Jill. We really do. They truly are like family to us. And we do. Everybody here does.
It's neutral.
I knew you were still there. You're not going anywhere, Joe.
I'm watching you, kid. I love you.
I love you, Joe.
Oh, my gosh. Have you ever seen anything faker in your life? Maybe it was even more fake than you think. Somebody ran that Joe Biden voice through an AI audio detector. Here's what they came up with in clip 13.
I know yesterday's news was surprising and it's hard for you to hear, but it was the right thing to do. I know it's hard because you poured your heart and soul into me.
Okay. Let's just go on old 11 Labs and see if that's really all they probably used for this. So, upload. There we go. And let's see what we got. Yeah, looks like they didn't even really try.
So an AI audio detector says 98% chance that's AI. Now look, I don't know, obviously. It's very strange. The whole thing is very awkward. Joe Biden disappears for 6 days after the fake dropout letter with the criminally forged signature, and then he just disappears. So, I mean, in a 7 day period, we went from Joe Biden saying he's not dropping out, he's running to win, multiple members of the Biden campaign team coming out saying he's not dropping out, he's running to win, multiple members of the Democrat Party saying he's not dropping out, he's aiming to win, big members. Multiple members of the media saying the whole thing is fake. Joe Biden's running to win. And then all of a sudden he just disappears. We get a fake dropout letter that he didn't even write, posted on social media with a criminally forged signature that says, I'm dropping out. It's going to be Kamala. Not a single vote cast. And then he just reappears a week later and it's just, he doesn't even know what's going on. So the whole thing is very strange. Is that AI? Is it not? I don't know. It's very strange. Nobody trusts anything the Democrats are doing at this point. Nobody trusts anything they're doing. And how can you blame them? Kamala, you think Kamala's going to dance and cackle her way to the White House? She certainly does. I'm not so convinced she's going to make it past August. We shall see. We shall see. Oh, my gosh. I can't. I don't know, folks. I don't know. I might have to get out of politics if Kamala wins. I think that'd be it for me. I don't think my body could handle that much cringe. I don't think my brain could handle that much phony. I'm already in overload. Get her off the screen. I can't. It's already overwhelming my senses. And I got more of it too, unfortunately. That's not even it. There's more cringe from this just detestable White House. Oh, my gosh. But let's move on. Let's just go ahead and move on, shall we? Why won't the heads of Secret Service, FBI, and Homeland Security show up for the hearing today? There was another hearing. They were all supposed to show up. And did any of them show up? Clip 12.
Secret Service security failures under a microscope on Capitol Hill again today. The House Homeland Security Committee is holding the second congressional hearing looking into the attempted assassination of former President Trump. But for today's hearing, heads of the Secret Service, FBI, and Homeland Security have all declined to testify. We are listening to it. We will bring you the news from it as it breaks.
They all declined to testify. Mayorkas and Ray didn't show up. Now, Kim Cheadle, her job is done. I think it was pretty clear. Her job is done. Let Trump get shot in the head, help cover it up, and then disappear. That's it. That's all she had to do, and she did it. She's gone now. Now, she can still be called to testify. They need to subpoena them is the next step. Ray needs to be subpoenaed. Mayorkas needs to be subpoenaed. And Cheadle needs to be subpoenaed. And by the way, they do need to get her phone records to see if she lied or if she was communicating on encrypted apps. How there's no audio recording of the radio communications from that day at the Trump rally is almost unbelievable, but maybe she really is that incompetent. Could be. Could be that she's that incompetent. Local police probably have those audio recordings, so they need a subpoena to get whatever the local police have if Secret Service really doesn't. Maybe she deleted them the day after. Who knows? But how do you not have those recordings? I mean, that is just blatant incompetence, if not intentional, to not have those recordings. She didn't convince anyone yesterday that she is not totally corrupt. She looked corrupt. She acted corrupt. She engaged in a total cover-up. She didn't even try to win over anybody. She didn't even try to get back any good faith. She didn't even try to convince anybody that she was a good guy acting in good faith, did she? She didn't even try. She did her final job, which was to cover it up and then resign. That was it. Now she's out. It's over. And so there's some new information coming out. And I'm to the point now where it's like this information is changing so much, so often, it's hard to even know when something is the real deal or not. So now we're hearing that it was supposed to be local law enforcement that was on the roof. And that's the reason why Secret Service didn't take the shot immediately, because they thought it might have been local law enforcement. I'm not saying that makes any sense. I'm just telling you that's now the story. And so they said, nope, local law enforcement, you go and get off the roof. It's too hot. And then here comes the shooter. It's also now being said that the shooter on the roof was taken out by a Secret Service sniper on the other side of the fairground, on a roof on the other side that we pointed out. In fact, I may have an image of it. Yeah, right here. So now, it wasn't the Secret Service on the roof behind Trump that took out the shooter on the roof. It was Secret Service on a roof over here. Now, why would Secret Service be on a roof over here and not over here? Well, we're finding out more about that. Again, is it criminal negligence? Is it incompetence? Is it intentional negligence? Intentional incompetence? They did not have enough Secret Service agents. Not even close, ladies and gentlemen. And yes, they gave Jill Biden the priority. Again, was this all part of a big scheme to kill President Trump? Maybe, maybe not. But we know that's what happened. We know that's what happened. Kim Cheadle prioritized Jill Biden with more Secret Service priority than Donald Trump at a massive rally in an open field. They did not have enough agents. And the rest is history. So those are just a couple new developing details. Now, I'm going to get more into it tomorrow, because I am convinced, with more videos that have surfaced and more audio and video analysis, that yes, Crooks was, or supposedly, allegedly, Crooks was a shooter. The shooter was on the roof, and he fired all the shots into the crowd. I even think that where I was maybe curious about the shot that was parallel to the upper row in the bleachers behind Trump, to Trump's left or the right if you're facing Trump, I even think that is actually multiple shots. And I went back and I reviewed the video and the audio, and it actually makes sense to me now how it happened. But I'm going to get into that tomorrow. So, no, I believe the shooter was the lone shooter on the roof. He was likely not working alone. He probably had some training. Whether he was training by himself or not, I don't know. But he was obviously training to make the shot. And who knows what other involvement. Did somebody have prior knowledge and they intentionally made sure Secret Service was weak? Did somebody have prior knowledge and they intentionally made it so that nobody was on that roof, patrolling that roof, confusing the situation on that roof? Did the shooter know that there was going to be a stand down on that roof and that was going to be his point to proceed at? These are the obvious questions. If I was going to conspiracy theorize, if I was going to tell you my conspiracy theory, I would say Crooks was entrapped into this by, unbeknownst to him, either intelligence assets or agencies. And they basically said, this is how you're going to do it. We'll make sure that this part is insecure. They made sure that Secret Service was too weak that day. They made sure the roof was open that day. They made sure he could get the shot that day. That would be my conspiracy theory. Now, you can get into how many people were involved, agents involved, local police, Secret Service. I'm just saying, if I was going to have a conspiracy theory about the worst case scenario, if the deep state or the intelligence agencies wanted Donald Trump dead, and then that's how they would have done it that day. But even that, there's openings there because they didn't even announce the Trump rally until July 2nd. It might be worth figuring out when it was first determined that Trump was going to have a rally there, because that would be the soonest possible date you could start preparing for something like this. Now, could you run that operation in 2 weeks, or I guess less than 2 weeks, with the shooter on the roof and intelligence agencies? Could you get all that done in 2 weeks? Could you already have that guy on a monitoring list or on a potential MKUltra list? I don't know. Could they just have just had weak security at all these events, just hoping somebody would do that? I suppose that's possible. But I think the picture is pretty clear now that it probably wasn't just the shooter that wanted Trump dead that day, and it was not just a lone gunman that made this whole thing work out. Whether he knew it or not, I think he had some help. Whether he knew it or not, somebody was opening the pathway for him. And if you're going to be real conspiratorial, you would say, yeah, he was probably MKUltra'd into it. And then they stood down Secret Service on that day so that he could get the shot. But I would say at this point, I'm 99% sure he was the only shooter. But I'm going to get more into that tomorrow. What does Senator Ron Johnson think, though? We'll get to some of that coming up.
This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work with somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down, we caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we just had a donation button. Maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breast. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got ashwagandha gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good night sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good night sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Refusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Here's Senator Ron Johnson talking to Maria Bartiromo about his questions regarding the attempted assassination of Donald Trump in clip four.
You sent a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, and Director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, about this epic failure of security. Can you walk us through what you'd like to see and your preliminary findings of your investigation, which has now become bipartisan? Is that correct?
Correct. I spoke with Chairman Blumenthal, the chairman of the Permanent Subcommittee Investigation. I'm the ranking member. He completely agrees with me that we must start doing transcribed interviews with all the witnesses now while memories are fresh. So that's really good news from my standpoint. My staff immediately started reaching out to local law enforcement. We've gathered a fair amount of information. Again, we're just scratching the surface. But, you know, a couple of things that we found out. For example, the Secret Service did not even attend the 9 o'clock security meeting with local law enforcement. Pretty well put in charge the Butler County law enforcement to coordinate things. Law enforcement wasn't even on the same channel.
Just to be clear, Senator, that was a 9 a.m. meeting on July 13th, the day of the shooting.
Correct.
Secret Service
had been there for site visits. weren't even there. You know, kind of turned over some of the outer perimeter stuff to local law enforcement. They weren't even on the same security channel. So the sniper and SWAT teams weren't on the same channel as the patrol officers, and they weren't on the same channel as Secret Service. So they had to relay things. One of the things we found out is that, we've got a more detailed timeline. This picture is now on the internet, but a picture was photo was taken by the local sniper team in the AGR building at 5:14 of Crooks. So again, we had pictures of this guy. Why wasn't he intercepted? There's so many unanswered questions here.
The pictures were taken at 5:14, and he was shot at 6:11.
Correct.
Okay.
And again, we've got a more so I'm going to be issuing a preliminary report. It's preliminary. It's just scratching the surface. We're primarily going to release that report to solicit more eyewitness testimony. If you took video, save it. Make a backup copy. We can glean things in terms of audio and in terms of where the shots came from. Was it one rifle? Was it more than one? I've seen some pretty interesting video on the internet by experts that certainly calls into question what the FBI is telling us about a single shooter. Again, we're only just beginning this, but it is so important that people who saw things that have information, they preserve it, they memorialize what they saw, because memories change over time. They can be influenced. So it's good news on a bipartisan basis. Chairman Blumenthal and I are dedicated to taking transcribed interviews with law enforcement and public, just members of the general public that were at that rally. No matter how insignificant your piece of information might be, it might lend to provide the full story of what happened, because the American public needs to understand what happened here.
So I know that, well, I tweeted out yesterday the fact that you're doing this bipartisan investigation, and I put on your email, you have an email that you want people to send information to, and I know that you'll tweet that later. But I got to get to this. After the shooter was taken down by Secret Service, the local law enforcement, and I know this from some of your preliminary comments, your preliminary findings, started taking pictures of the dead body, right? Can you tell us what happened then?
Correct. So that sniper team that was in the AGR building, they're the first ones that went up on the roof. They were the first to encounter the dead assassin at that point in time. Later on, other people joined them, and somebody told them to send the pictures they had taken to an ATF agent, which I think is very strange. And we called up that ATF agent. That individual said that he was with ATF, and now he's gone dark. We've also reached out to the Secret Service agents in charge on the ground. All we're getting there is the runaround. So we are getting information from local law enforcement, and we appreciate that. But unfortunately, federal law enforcement agent, they're just saying, well, go through your congressional liaison. Again, that's going to be unacceptable. I wish I could rely and have faith in the FBI and the Secret Service to do a truthful accounting of this, but that's not been my experience with the Russian collusion hoax and for years dealing with federal law enforcement. We need completely separate and independent investigations, and it has to start now.
So are you questioning whether or not there was a second shooter? Is that what you're questioning? Or if the shooter had a different gun?
I saw an extremely convincing video online. I know it's all over the place. There were three distinct shots early on, followed by another five in more staccato, more rapidly fired, and then the final one, which we believe took the shooter out. How do you explain that? I don't know. I'm not an expert. But the individual putting that video out says it clearly shows that there are at least three different weapons fired that day. Again, I don't know, but we can't trust the FBI and the Secret Service to do an honest and open, transparent investigation. That's just a very sad fact. So we've got to rely on other sources, independent, to really find out what the truth of the matter was on Saturday, July 13th.
So let me go back to what happened after the shooter is dead. You just mentioned somebody goes up. So this is the guy in the suit who walks up the ladder, goes to the roof, and tells the locals, send those pictures to this cell phone. Who was that person?
Well, again, I'm not sure that was the guy. I think another county law enforcement gave the number to the other county law enforcement, the snipers, to send the text. Some guy in a suit walks up the ladder. They believe you Secret Service. I'm not sure they gave credentials, but that's part of the, again, Maria, this is so preliminary. I'm issuing this. I'm providing this information, a much more detailed timeline to prompt others to come forward. We need to complete this picture. We have a lot of puzzle pieces to fill in here.
Is it odd to you that the locals were being told to send the pictures to the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Agency, ATF? Where does ATF come in?
It's very odd. The oddity starts with the fact that local law enforcement were just tasked with securing the perimeter, told to go cover that AGR building, not really told where to set up, so they set up on the second floor. They went to that AGR building at 10:30 in the morning. So they were stationed there well in advance. You know, they noticed this suspicious character at 5:10. They took a photo of him at 5:14. The president was shot at 6:11. You know, so again, an hour has passed. You know, again, they didn't have communication, same channels with their law enforcement patrol officers. They weren't in communication with the Secret Service other than going through the Butler County communication center. So again, it's everything you would assume about Secret Service protection of a former president was not true. It didn't happen. It's just baffling to me. It should baffle the American public. That's why we need to.
And there's a lot of finger pointing going on now between Secret Service and local police. Oh, well, we communicated on the open radio line, Secret Service. Oh, no, we didn't hear that on our line. We don't even have any recordings of the audio. And they were supposed to be on the roof. Local police say, we weren't supposed to be on the roof. You were supposed to be on the roof. Secret Service says, no, that was out of our perimeter. That was your perimeter. So, I mean, it's just finger pointing back and forth. All right. We got more from Trump on this on the other side. And some other big news before I'm joined by Bryson Gray in the third hour, where we're going to be having a very interesting discussion. Folks, remember InfoWarsStore.com. It's your support there that keeps us on the air. And we have great products right now that are selling out fast. Part of the Save InfoWars Mega Sale happening right now. Things for cardiovascular health like Nitric Boost, VasoBeat Complete. Not to mention just things for overall health and well-being like Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I drink every morning. I like to mix it with juice. You can mix it with pomegranate juice, blueberry juice, orange juice, apple juice. Tastes great with all of it. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And in one scoop, one little scoop of Vitamin Mineral Fusion every morning, more than 100% your daily value. Vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, vitamin D, and so much more. Things you're likely not even getting in your diet like glycine and boron and NAC and more, and it tastes great. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 25% off while supplies last at InfoWarsStore.com. Perfect review, a full 5.0-star review, a perfect review on Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I hope you'll get a canister today. I know you'll enjoy it, and you'll support the InfoWar in the process. Part of the Save InfoWars Mega Sale happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money completely. But because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us. So that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs. And they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
I haven't had a gold sponsor in 10 or 11 years. Not that gold and silver isn't a great thing to get, but because the industry is so corrupt and horrible. Anything good is going to have bad people. Like America's been great and amazing, so evil people came here to take it over. It's the same paradox. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. It's a paradox of success creates decadence. So I had a good gold company. It's been my sponsor going back 28 years ago. They shut down because all the regulations and control, because they weren't making enough money, charging a fair rate. Have been a gold sponsor in 11 years. So then I'm looking around. I already want this guy on as a guest. He already has the biggest silver operation in the country, one of the biggest gold, 25 years in business, Kirk Elliott. He always comes on, barely doesn't even plug his products. And so I go, hey, I need a sponsor. I want you on as a guest. He says, hey, I've been trying to contact you. You want to be a sponsor? So he's been on with us for 8 months. He's giving you great advice, and silver's gone up, and gold's gone up massively since he came on. All his predictions have basically beyond come true. It's been worse than what he said. He's been very conservative. So it's like overly came true. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is a no-brainer. Everybody needs to get into silver and gold. The problem is there's so many sharks and so many scammers playing on the public's ignorance. You guys have the highest rating. I'm endorsing you. Your consultants, you pay 8% for your consultancy and then nothing back to sell. That's incredibly valuable. That's where they get you. Everybody should call the number. They should email you, say Alex Jones sent you because you're a great sponsor. We get the support of the InfoWar, and they should do it. Everyone needs silver and gold, whether it's 10 silver bars or 100 silver bars or one gold bar or 50 gold bars. People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, PreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/go.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals in food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Trump talking about the attempted assassination and how nobody warned him, even though they knew about the suspicious man and a man on a roof with a gun as soon as 10 minutes before the first shot was fired. Here he is talking about that, clip one.
We were monitoring this guy for an hour beforehand.
Yeah.
No one told you not to take the stage?
No, nobody mentioned it. Nobody said there was a problem. And I would have waited for 15. They could have said, let's wait for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 5 minutes, something. Nobody said, I think that was a mistake. How did somebody get on that roof? And why wasn't he reported? Because people saw that he was on the roof. I mean, you had Trumpers screaming. A woman in the red shirt, she was screaming, there's a man on the roof. And then other people said, there's a man on the roof who's got a gun. And that was quite a bit before I walked onto the stage. So you would have thought somebody would have done something about it.
Former President Trump saying for the first time exclusively to Jesse Waterfront time that no one warned him.
Never was warned. I mean, that's just, again, that seems like intentional that he was not warned. It seems intentional that he was put on that stage and stayed on that stage. It seems intentional that they don't have any recordings of the audio communications. It seems intentional. Remember the first time somebody tried to harm Donald Trump at a rally? Remember this one? Let's flash back to 2016. Remember this in clip three?
So, folks, here's what happens. I will call up Carrier, the president, because I have to do it myself. I know it's not.
Thank you.
the warning. I was ready for them, but it's much easier if the cops do it. Don't we agree? Huh? What a great job. What a great job. And to think I had such an easy life. What do I need this for, right? What do I do?
Now they try to shoot him. So this man has been getting the biggest rally attendance for 8 years, and the left has been trying to hurt him or kill him for those same 8 years. Here's another flashback. In regards to that CrowdStrike incident that we had last week, with their connections to Ukraine, here's Donald Trump mentioning that in clip two.
Hillary Clinton paid for it, and the Democrats... A lot of it had to do, they say, with Ukraine.
But, Mr. President,
it's very interesting. It's very interesting. They have the server, right, from the DNC, Democratic National Committee.
Who has the server?
Now, the FBI went in and they told him, get out of here. You're not kidding. We're not giving it to you. They gave the server to CrowdStrike or whatever it's called, which is a company owned by a very wealthy Ukrainian. And I still want to see that server. You know, the FBI has never gotten that server. That's a big part of this whole thing. Why did they give it to a Ukrainian company?
Are you sure they did that? Are you sure they gave it to Ukraine?
Well, that's what the word is, and that's what I asked actually in my phone call, if you know.
Right.
I mean, I asked it very point blank because we're looking for corruption. There's tremendous corruption. We're looking for, why should we be giving hundreds of millions of dollars to countries when there's this kind of corruption?
CrowdStrike. With connections to Ukraine, connections to the Democrat Party, has a massive outage just a few days after the Trump assassination attempt, but I'm sure it's all just a coincidence, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure. All right, now there's some big news going on. So I mentioned earlier, Netanyahu and his wife arrive in D.C. Nobody's there to greet him. Nobody's at the White House. Now the White House is refusing to even meet with him, and maybe that's a political statement. So, I mean, look, I applaud, actually, members of Congress that are, protesting or boycotting Netanyahu's speech at Congress. I wouldn't want to talk to him. By the way, he's wanted by the International Criminal Court for war crimes. Maybe we should just arrest him. Maybe we should just go ahead and hand him over to the International Criminal Court to be investigated for war crimes. But no, instead he'll speak in front of Congress and beg us for money and manipulate our foreign policy, as AIPAC owns most of our Congress already. They brag about it, actually. They brag about it in posts. All 90 endorsed Democrats... All 90 AIPAC-owned, we should say, all 90 AIPAC-owned Democrats have won their primaries in this cycle. And it was about 90% of AIPAC-owned Republicans. So AIPAC owns, the Israel lobby owns the majority of our Congress. It's a big problem. That's how Israel gets our unwavering support. That's why they say Israel is our biggest ally and all this other garbage. Well, what does Israel do for us? I'm yet to hear somebody lay out a good reason why they're our greatest ally that can't be debunked or challenged legitimately. But nonetheless, he's going to be speaking in D.C. He's going to be begging our Congress for more money. He's going to be telling America how we need to fight Israel's wars. So that's undoubtedly going to happen. And this, of course, comes after he just bombed Yemen, a port in Yemen, which is on fire for more than 2 days. And now the trade war in the Middle East only gets worse for Israel. And so he needs the U.S. to come in and clean up his mess. So he's coming here to beg the U.S. to come in and clean up his mess. And now you've got Yemen firing into Israel. And so now they have officially escalated that war. Israel has successfully escalated that war. And they're telling Americans that you have to be ready to fight and die for Israel too. Your greatest ally. Well, no, I'd say Israel can fight its own wars. I want nothing to do with it. And maybe you should just deal with the consequences of your actions and not have the United States of America or our citizens deal with the consequences of your actions. And this bombing of this port has angered the Russians and the Chinese because it's hurting everybody's trade. in that region. So it was a bad move by Israel. They overplayed their hand, and now they know it. And so they're coming to the United States begging for money. So Harris and Biden won't meet with him, Netanyahu. So he's going to go meet with Trump. And there will be Democrats that boycott Netanyahu's speech. I doubt if any Republicans do. And since Israel owns most of our Congress, he'll probably get exactly what he wants. More money and more support for Israel's war. Now, we shall see, as that's all coming up tomorrow. But this happened today. This happened today. Anti-Israel protesters stormed the Capitol in clip 8. Now, look, you can agree or disagree with the message, but let's at least be honest about it and let's be logically consistent. Those people have a right to protest in the Capitol, just like I should have a right to protest in the Capitol, just like any American should have a right to protest in the Capitol. Now, there should be certain lines you don't cross, and there are certain things that should result in a detainment or even an arrest. Either a detain and release or an arrest. Now, I'm guessing because that's an anti-Israel protest, people got arrested. If it was a climate change deal or something like that, they probably would let him go. If it was just full-on Democrat Party propaganda, they'd let him go. But no, they should have the right to protest as well. But let's say something else. Now, I can't look at that and judge individuals in that crowd, but based off that alone, the propaganda I'm seeing is, oh, that's pro-Hamas or that's anti-Semitic. How is saying stop funding Israel, let Gaza live, how is that anti-Semitic? It's anti-Semitic to just say we should just give blanket support and money and weapons to Israel for their war, even though the majority of the planet now believes Netanyahu is a war criminal and Israel is engaging in war crimes. We should just never-ending fund it and provide weapons? I'm sorry, no. I'm pro-peace. I would say that's a pro-peace demonstration. Now, you want to talk about the individuals involved, maybe that's a different story. But saying stop funding Israel, that's not anti-Semitic, unless you believe somehow Israel exists just to take our money and weapons. To say it's pro-Hamas, to say let Gaza live, because more than 40,000 people have died in the Gaza Strip and in Palestine. That's being pro-Hamas because you don't want innocent women and children dying. That's being pro-Hamas. Sorry, not buying that either. So I can agree or disagree with what they're saying, but at least we should be intellectually honest about what's going on here.
All right, folks. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you can keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
receiving this transmission. You are the resistance.